If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
How long should a guy last in bed?
If it's too good, I'm lasting 5 minutes. I used to just get my nut in. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the girl never talks to you again.
Yeah, something like that.
So my ex left me, and I really don't know the reason why she left me. How do I get her back?
I want to hear more of the story.
Yeah.
Can we call him?
Yeah, let's find out about that. We're going to help you get your girl back.
Today is the first episode of the Down Bad Show, and we are in studio with Violet. I'm excited. This is a podcast that's going to be helping down bad guys become less down bad. Yesterday, we put a post out there to send in your questions to the Down Bad Show. So, if you're watching this right now, send in all your questions, all your stories about all your down bad moments. And we'll answer it right here on the show.
Says, got a question for Violet. As a porn star, is personal sex different than porn star sex?
100%. And I always say this. Personal sex is better because there's no cameras. You're not doing these crazy angles. You're not trying to go all crazy.
Yeah, but when
I'm in my personal life, I like to like take my time. I like to like do missionary. I like to kiss. Like,
yeah, so it feels better.
It feels better in personal. Better.
All right, I feel like every guy's number one question is from Tokyo. He says, how long should a guy last in bed?
I feel like guys really feel like they have the need to go like 20 minutes plus.
Yeah.
But I feel like 10 to 20 is good. Well, for me, because if you keep going, if you don't nut, my pussy's lame. So if at least, yeah, so 10 to 20 minutes is realistically for me. I think that's good. That's a solid number.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? If it's too good, I'm lasting 5 minutes. And we're in the zone, right? And I hear noises, and I'm just concentrated on cheeks, and it's wet, and it's the first time, and we doing raw, 5 minutes. Usually, it's 5 to 10, and I'm concentrating too, right? Because once I hit the 6-7 minute mark, I could bust at any second.
Okay.
Right? But if that's when, you know, I might pull out, maybe switch positions, maybe, you know, get some water.
And then go back again.
And then go back again and maybe last like another minute.
Minute?
Yeah. And then I'm busting.
Isn't it supposed to be you? It's like girls, I feel like we have this pass where if he nuts in like less than 5 minutes, I'll let you chill. But if you can't go again for longer than that, all right, is it dope?
No. So I'll go 5 minutes. I'm not busting. Give me like a 20 second break. Like
20 second? Oh, wow.
Yeah, like a 10 second. Like, let me get some water. Let me stretch a little.
Okay.
And then hop back in there for another like 2 minutes. You know, I'll give you an extra 2 minutes.
Okay.
On top of the five.
We're doing math now.
Yeah. So we got a good 7 minutes on average. Usually, I could stretch that 2 minutes to 5 minutes. But again, you know, if I'm in love, it's hard.
Yeah, no. But if you can go rounds, and at least for one the rounds, you let me use a toy like a vibrator while we're fucking. I'll let the 2 minutes pass.
And also, is this question based on like when dick first enters the vagina, or are we talking foreplay? Right? Because including foreplay, me going downtown, all together, it could be like a 30-minute experience.
Okay.
But the dick part,
that's different. Yeah.
Right. The main course could only be 7-8 minutes.
Okay.
But we might be like snacking on appetizers for a while.
Okay, that's different too. Like if you're starting off with the foreplay and you're eating and stuff like that, that's fine. Girls like that. Let's say she's giving you head.
Uh-huh. I'm picturing it. Okay.
Okay. Can you last with that? Or, because let's say you nut from the head.
Oh, I don't nut from
that.
Normally,
does foreplay count?
Yeah, I think it counts as a whole, like the sexual experience. Yeah.
Oh, then 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes total.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you're going to nut fast, please the girl first.
Us guys, like, we usually try to last as long as it takes for you to come. Because we could bust like this if we really wanted to.
Yeah.
But, it, like, our job is to get you to come. And it's hard to get a girl.
Some guys are selfish. You know, it depends on the guy.
I used to be that way.
Yeah.
I used to just get my nut in. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then the girl never talks to you again.
Yeah, something like that. And I realized, oh, I'm not getting any reoccurring clients.
Yeah, that's a good advice for guys. You know, please the girl first, because then she'll be coming back. Yeah. Literally coming back.
Yes.
All right, we got a question from Isaac. Uh-huh. He says, "Yo, how do I get some bitches with a sad face? Every time I make them laugh, they just think we're friends." And then he followed up saying, "How do you convince someone to smash?"
How do I convince someone to smash?
You know what? If you're making a girl laugh, you're just trying to be a friend. You know, you're just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
But you gotta make that first approach. You gotta be like, maybe swipe up on her pictures with the hard eyes, you know, kind of insinuate something.
Really?
Yeah, no, nowadays I feel like that's like the way to do it.
Yeah, that's a real easy, you know, layup. Mm-hmm. It's real easy. You'll make the shot, like, you'll get the point across. Right.
Ask her out on a date.
Yeah, I'd say ask her out on a date. But here's the thing: a lot of guys they'll go on a date, and then, you know, they'll make her laugh. All right, they'll make her laugh. But at a certain point, you gotta make a move. Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like for Isaac, I wanna in a later part of the show, I'm gonna call one of these guys up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how do you convince a girl?
That's hard. You know, some girls, they're very like, they don't wanna get their body counts up. They don't have that same mindset that they want to smash, you know. Right. Every girl's different.
Have you been because that's a weird
convincing
word.
Convincing someone?
Have you been convinced?
No, I just already know I want to do it. Like, us girls, we know when we want to fuck. So there's no way to really convince someone. You just got to have that chemistry with them.
Yeah.
Really, like, you got to have that sexual tension.
Yeah.
And, like, to build that sexual tension, you know, it starts with the flirting, you know, by touching, you know, like, liking their outfit. You know, just, like, making girls feel confident in themselves and be like, you know what? I want to fuck.
Back in the day, I would ask questions like this, huh? How do you... Like, when you're just sitting with a girl, how do I just ask?
I feel like action, like, tell more than your words. Like, putting your arm around her when you're, like, Netflix and chilling, or, you know, putting your hand on her lap. Like, consensually, you always gotta be consensual. Like, touch, flirt, and, like, body language.
Yeah.
What's the difference of being pushy/aggressive and being alpha when picking up girls?
Ooh.
Pushy, uh-huh. Have you been approached by an alpha male?
What's an alpha male?
What do you think it is?
When I think of alpha male, I think of, like, a guy that's entitled, or like a misogynist man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it's there's a lot of similarities.
But okay.
A little cocky, a little
yeah.
But alpha male, you could also say some of them are very overly confident.
I don't want to point out the horoscopes in men, but a lot of Virgos, a lot of Virgo men that I've met are very entitled, because they're just, my dick's like fucking gold or something. So they feel like you need to put that pressure on them to, like, wanna fuck.
So does that work? I mean,
it does kind of work. I fucking hate that. Like, now I like the nice guys. I got tired of being treated like shit. I feel like older girls are more mature and they don't deal with that shit, that little kid shit. Mm-hmm. But being younger, you know, I just liked being treated like shit. So,
any specific stories?
Yeah, no, I remember I was seeing this guy, and, like, I would have to beg him to come over so we can, like, fuck. I had to learn the hard way.
Is it true, though, like, with these guys, they get it down, they get fucking down to, like, a science, right?
Yeah, they do.
Right, it's like, you know, these are the things I need to do for me to get sex this amount of times.
Yeah. I don't want to say being mean, but, you know, don't be too nice. We all love nice guys, but, you know, just don't be too nice. Be like a little bit like a jalapeno. They're still sweet but a little spicy. You know? Just, so being pushy is like, come on, ma, like, why not? Like, that's being pushy. Like, after a girl says no, it's no. There's no way to convince her after that. It's up to her.
Yeah, it's like that's New York. It's like New York guys trying to holler at girls, like, down the block.
Bro, that's,
hey, yo,
everywhere.
Ma, hey, yo, ma, let me get your number. So what's up? Let me get your number. Hey, come on.
Fuck you then, you whore. Like, you know, that's aggressive. That's like, don't do that. Please, guys, please don't do that. I think the best way to approach it is like, hey, what's up? Like, that's it.
But it's from Law. He says, so my ex left me and I really don't know the reason why she left me. I'm a down bad, big ass motherfucking simp for her. How do I get her back?
Yeah, I want to hear more of the story.
Yeah.
Can we call him?
Yeah, let's find out about that. Yeah. I'm really good. I feel like I'm a romantic person. Uh-huh. I've watched The Notebook growing up. I watched a lot of romantic comedies.
Yeah, I love The Notebook.
Yeah.
I watched Hitch, you know?
I love Hitch, yeah. I know how to get a girl back. And I'm a girl, so.
Yeah.
Well, let's help him out.
What's your take?
If they did something bad, like cheated on you.
Oh, yeah, you leave.
Please.
Don't go back.
But. Know your worth. And just know that somebody else is going to be better. And you're going to know how to treat them. And they're going to deserve to be treated that well. Right. Cheaters don't deserve love.
Yeah, I feel like cheaters, there's something morally fucked up with them for them to... Or it could be a mistake. You know, they get really fucked up and they completely lose consciousness.
Drunk person is sober thoughts.
Drunk thoughts are sober...
There's a way to say it. Yeah, right?
But I feel like, say, you know, if you're in a relationship and you cheat, you don't put yourself in a position to cheat. I mean, yeah, just don't put yourself in a position to cheat.
Yeah, don't put yourself. Yeah, okay. Or maybe the person wasn't paying attention, too focused on work. But there's like so many things.
I want to find out more.
We're going to help you get your girl back.
Would you suck on crusty toes?
No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take to go get a pedicure.
Yeah, facts.
If they're crusty. Like dirty or if they like are long and they're yellow.
Oh,
that's crusty.
Or with the skin flakes?
Ooh, yeah, white. Ooh. Like white on yeah, no.
Here's a question that doesn't relate to all men. How do you get girls to enjoy an 11-inch penis? I get stressed because I be hurting them. And then when I get stressed, my blood pressure increases, my dick gets harder, and I start feeling faint because there's so much blood being provided to the schlong, and I'm just trying to get some advice on it.
Damn. You know what? I have no advice. That's too big. I you know what? It's good in like OnlyFans stuff, but not in my personal. Like, you're hurting me.
Okay, well, that's probably not what he wants to hear.
You know what? Okay.
Tape measure. Hold on. Let's pull this out real quick. That's 1 foot 11. So we got, oh god damn, bro, this is a forearm.
And it's probably girthy too. You know what? Use a vibrator. Use a toy. Eat her pussy. Like, get her so wet where it's like she's opening up. Like when a girl's horny, yeah. Like it's like easier to slide it in. Yeah. So you could do that. You know what helps too? When a girl stretches, like you gotta do like actual exercises, because I do it before a scene. I do certain exercises and stretches to help, you know, things go a little bit easier. Right. And I feel like if you're dealing with something like that, definitely have her like stretch a little bit. You could do anal too, because everyone that I know that does anal.
Really? Anal, if anything, I think you need a smaller dick for that.
Yeah, no, you do, but like if it hurts.
He's not going in the asshole. No.
You just gotta put it in slowly, and then once you start feeling it like going in and out.
Did the whole thing fit in?
They don't do vaginal with him, they do anal with him. And he mostly does anal.
Really?
Yeah, with the girls. Because the girls that I know, like Angela White and like Jane Wilde, they've done it anal with this dude.
Right.
And they said it's easier in their ass than vagina. So for some girls, anal with big dicks is better than vagina.
Normal people can't do shit like this, you know?
Yeah.
So you gotta find yourself a porn star, brother.
Pretty simple question, but many answers. How do I boost my confidence?
I get this question so much.
I even asked this one too.
There's many areas of your life where you could get confidence, right? You could get confidence from your career. You could get confidence from your looks, your body. You could get confidence from, I would say, the people around you.
Yeah.
So those are like my three like big pillars of like confidence. I mean, if you look good, obviously you're gonna feel more confident. And looks, I mean, not just
100%
not just working out, but also your posture, your hygiene, the way you dress, that all goes down to like how you look. Then it's the area of your life where it's your career, something, your goals, what you're working on. That could give you confidence too. If you're succeeding in that, obviously you're gonna feel good. So it's like nowadays, like why do you see like skinny league players or like Valorant players or like Twitch streamers? They're skinny as hell, but they pulling bitches. You know, it's like because they are confident in what they do and they're skilled in what they do.
Yeah.
And that gives them confidence. And then there's the people that you're around. I mean, if the people that you're hanging out with on a daily basis
are low
is
lives.
And are, you know, insecure.
Negative.
They're always shit talking. I see a lot of this back in New York. Yeah, you got to check your circle. You got to check. Those are the three pillars of confidence.
Scientifically, I've noticed because the food you eat too really like
really
yeah like I notice when I eat McDonald's like dude, I feel so freaking depressed. So I've noticed when I eat clean, my confidence is up. I might not look the best, but I feel mentally the best. Even being on camera is like sometimes kind of hard because you're feeling like people are judging you. So you kind of have to force yourself to gain confidence.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
It's but like, it's all mentality.
Yeah, and that's the thing with us is like once the camera turns on, once this turns on, it's like, okay, where I got to get on my shit.
Yeah, because we have people that depend on us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We there's people watching us that we're going to influence people.
Mm-hmm.
I would say like my camera persona is a notch more confident than like my actual persona.
Yeah.
Because the camera right there. Yeah. If I fuck up, y'all go see it. Yeah. I mean, granted, I could edit it out, but after like thousands of rejections, you give less shits.
Yeah. You just gotta have that mentality. You gotta have a positive mindset. I have like affirmations I tell myself like every day. I try not to look in the mirror all the time and tell myself like, oh, you're ugly and fat. Like if you tell yourself that, your confidence is gonna be down. It's not gonna go up. So
I used to have like really chubby cheeks and that wasn't a vibe. Yeah. Like
you had a baby face.
Yeah, especially in like my high school years. There was dudes like in fucking 12th, 11th grade, 10th grade.
That looked like men.
With beards. Yeah. With full on beards. And I'm like, yo, how do I compete with you?
You pointed something out that I feel like a lot of people really should not do. Is like, you just compared yourself.
Yeah.
But, you know,
that fucks up your confidence.
It 100%. And I think the first step is don't compare yourself to everyone else. Like, you're one of one. So once you have that mentality, like, don't be cocky. But that's a step to gaining confidence. Change one thing about yourself and then start from there.
Yeah.
What are some positions you'd recommend for somebody who's about to lose their virginity?
I know, okay, so there was a couple times where I thought I was gonna lose it and the anticipation was just driving me crazy.
Is it nerve-wracking?
No, I was so excited.
Oh, okay.
But then I never ended up, I don't know, she flaked. I was also living with my parents at the time, so it was kind of hard. And she felt weird about that. But when she was sending me nudes, like...
So she was like...
So she was... Oh, no, yo, no, no. She was
teasing.
She was teasing mad hard. So I really thought, I was like, I got it in the bag. It's a very exciting feeling. And that whole week, I was on Pornhub just watching.
Okay.
Just like learning, you know, how I'm gonna do this. My advice is probably go on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Go on Pornhub. Like,
I was gonna say the opposite.
What? Don't watch porn?
Don't do porn. If it's, you know what? Growing up and doing research myself, I've noticed for girls watching porn to get better at blowjobs is good. That's how I learned. But I feel like in porn, some are very romantic, some are very rough. So like when guys watch, they're like, fuck, what do I do? Like, you know, I'm a virgin. Am I supposed to fuck rough? Am I supposed to go slow, romantic, kiss her? Like it confuses you when you're like still growing up. I think when I was a virgin, I was like scared to have something inside me and like figure out where the hole's gonna be. Like that was my main thing. I don't think porn helped me with that, but
it didn't help you.
No,
I think the first time I watched porn, I was genuinely scared.
Yeah,
I was like I was about like 9 or 10 years old. And I think I stumbled on a porn website and I was just like, what are these humans doing? I'm just like, oh my god. This is a horror website.
I
was shook for a good 2-3 years. And then my friends told me about jerking off.
Oh.
And then I started jerking off into like Victoria's Secret magazines.
Okay.
And then when I was like 13, I was like, oh, wait a second. Okay, it's not that bad. But 9 and 10, oh my, that was horrific.
Yeah. To go back to the question, I think missionary is good. But my first position, I just can't believe it. I went on top. I said, fuck it. I'm just going to go on top.
How old were you?
I was 18.
Oh, shit.
I didn't really do doggy or anything like that because I didn't know anything. And I would try to watch, porn to see my positions. But, like, that was when I was already having sex. Like, when I wanted to spice things up or get a book. But I think missionary and maybe, her go on top is a good one.
How do you know if a girl is worth your time?
I feel like from the first date, you'll get a gist.
Mm-hmm.
Probably within the first like 10 to 15 minutes, I think.
Really? Guys are very interesting.
You know, because now I feel like if I was to be back on the market again, I wouldn't even go on a date until I get a 10, 15 minute phone call.
FaceTime?
Yeah, on FaceTime. I feel like that could eliminate just a lot of unnecessary expensive dates. Because a lot of times after 15 minutes into a date, I was just like, yo,
this you're kind
of
boring.
Yeah, this is kind of whack. Yeah. I want to leave.
Yeah, where they're just quiet or they're on their phone.
Yeah, or it's just there's not a lot of energy. Like a date is supposed to be fun, right? We're supposed to be vibing. We're supposed to be, you know, and you could read somebody relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a first date. You or you could be shy, but what do you think?
Just the vibes. Vibes gotta be there. Right. I don't know if it's in the first 10, 15 minutes. Like, guys are, hearing it from a guy's perspective is interesting. Because I feel like for a girl's perspective, how do you know if someone's worth your time? Is definitely, like, the first date for sure. Mm-hmm. But it has to go the whole, I have to be, like, getting to know you. And you have to know my personality. I'm gonna ask for similar interests. Like, if we don't have similar interests, then you're not worth my time. When in a relationship, you gotta have this mindset. You're either gonna get married or break up. Like, that's the mindset when you get into any relationship. So you gotta have similar interests with the person. Ask the deep questions in the first date.
Is it wrong to hit on a girl at the gym? I see this cute girl and I'm at the gym pretty frequently, but I'm curious as to how I should approach her without coming off as being that guy.
I mean, when you're at the gym, do you want to get approached?
Fuck no, I just want to work out.
Yeah.
And I that's why I'm like thinking about this question, because I've had guys hit on me at the gym. Yeah. And it's like, I just came here to work out. Like, some people actually go to the gym just to meet people.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this, fellas, and there are some baddies at the gym. Like, I almost prefer like a gym outfit over like a going out outfit.
I feel that.
Cause like, damn, your ass fat.
I would say don't be creepy. Like, don't be like, yo, I've been watching you. You know, you look good. Squatting those 50 pounds, like, don't do that. I'll just be like, hey, like, I think you look good, you know, I like your gym outfit, can I get your Instagram, or like, do you have a man, you know? But some girls too, we'd be like, yo, he look cute, like, he look right. Good.
So at the gym, when girls see like an attractive guy, do you want to be approached by?
Oh, for sure. Like, I will make it obvious. Like, I will be moaning while I'm working out, or I'll try to like be near them when I'm working out so they can notice me. I know a lot of girls feel this, but we will let you know by just looking at you. When I was younger, my grandma taught me this. Like, whenever there's a guy checking you out or being like saying something to you, don't turn around, because if you turn around, you're giving him that permission to like hit on you. Because us girls, we don't want to approach you. We communicate through our heads, so we're like, okay, well, he's just gonna hit on me.
We make it. You guys make it easy for us to go hit on you. You make the signs, but it's just up to us guys to catch the sign. And then have enough confidence to go up to.
Yeah, but I feel like having the confidence to even go up to girls is already a bonus.
We're gonna do a whole episode on how to approach girls at the gym. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna have you guys hit on girls at the gym and not be creepy. So if you wanna be a part of that, follow the Down Bad Show. Also notice like which girls would be okay to get hit on. Because some girls, like, they have their earbuds on, they have their hat on, like, they don't wanna be bothered. Yeah. But there are some girls that are a little bit more like, you know,
bubbly,
like looking around, and you can make eye contact with them. They're a little bit more receptive.
Yo, you're right. Yeah. You pointed something out. The girls who look like don't fuck with me, don't fuck with them. Yeah. But then there's some girls I notice too. They're dressed
they got a little makeup on at the gym, so it's like,
I don't understand girls who wear makeup at the gym. But you know what? To each their own. Whatever makes you happy. I know for a certain fact, people go to the gym to flirt with people, like to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think gives better head, guys or girls?
What?
Girls. Oh, no, but you know what? I learned how to get better with my dick sucking skills from my friend Caleb. Shout out to him.
Okay. No. I say guys because some girls just flat out don't suck dick.
Yeah, I don't get those girls. Those girls need to be canceled.
Yeah.
Now, are you seeing the question as both genders sucking dick or both genders sucking?
Oh, girls are better at eating pussy. Guys are better at sucking dick.
What?
Yeah. Because, you know, let me tell you why. Let me break it down a little bit. Girls, we know how to please a woman. Like, I prefer getting my pussy ate by a girl just because she knows what she's doing. She's not just, like, DJing my clit. They know how to do it. But a guy knows how to suck dick because guys, like, know what they're doing.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I would know how to suck a dick better than you.
Right? Like,
I mean, I'm never going to in my lifetime. But if I was to.
What if Jeffrey Bezos said, I'll give you $2 billion.
I'm sucking dick. Okay. I'm sucking his dick. But I just feel like if I was to, I would know how to suck it better than the average girl.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, you know, not experts. Not porn star. Not sex deviants. But I feel like the most girls, I'd probably suck a better dick. I've seen like live two girls eating each other out. And it's a very sexy experience.
Yeah.
But if I see a guy eating a girl out, it's just a little awkward.
Yeah.
It's just a little. Yeah.
How do I bag an older woman?
I've never bagged an older woman.
Honestly, I don't know.
What do you say when a girl asks you what's your body count? Do you tell them the truth or a lie?
I lie.
I try to avoid the question. But I mean, my sister's not that crazy.
Yeah, I try to avoid it too. When I was like not a porn star, my body count was like less than 5.
Yeah. Right now, we're going to do a segment called DM Tier List. We're going to go through all of Violet's DMs and rate them based on how crazy the DM is. The F tiers are just kind of boring DMs. We'll go through 12 in order and we'll rank all of them.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with, hey, how are you? I'm a huge fan.
That's F for sure. That's F.
Hey, I just want to say I saw you today at the mall with your man. I didn't want to hug you guys and I didn't want to get a crowd around you or anything. But it was amazing seeing you.
Yeah.
I would give this a B.
Yeah, that's a C tier. C tier, yeah, because he saw me and he was respectful.
It's nothing.
I find it weird first when fans tell me that. Like, I'd rather you come up to me and say hi. Because like, oh my God, like I could have been poking my boogers and you saw me in public. Like,
thank you for being black so little white boys like me can watch and stay
pussy free.
What?
Yeah, a lot of white boys, sissy white boys, that's what they call themselves. Like,
a sissy white, just another version white boy.
Yeah, a lot of dudes like that like seeing girls take BBC. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't really judge it or anything. Uh-huh. Like, I don't really care. I'll give that an F though. It's kind of basic.
Yeah, all these are going on the bottom. Hey, good afternoon. I was wondering, do you watch the anime Gangsta? It's awesome. And you do such a good cosplay of the female character.
Boring. It's kind of boring.
F. I'm a huge fan, shawty. I want to fuck you from the back till you squirt. Okay, you gonna put that on an F?
Yeah.
Hi Violet, I'm Jack, huge fan, and my dream is to start an adult film career. I was wondering if you had some tips for guys trying to grow in the industry.
I get these all the time.
You really?
Yeah. I don't understand why guys want to be porn stars. It's hard. Go on YouTube, bro. Johnny Sins has a video on how to be a freaking porn star. Don't ask me.
Hi Violet, my name is Darius, one of your recent added fans to the list. Hope all is well. My question is, how do I go about me being more than a fan?
No.
Yeah.
Would you ever date a fan?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like if she's really cute, I might entertain it. Like, if she's really cute.
But what if she's like super fan? Like, she just knows her birthday.
No. That's weird. I lost my teddy bear. Can you sleep with me?
Cheesy.
Yeah, this is the only one. I'll put that on B tier.
B tier?
Yeah. You're the realest and the baddest in the game. No cap. We love you. I do post many of your content on my status, but you can't see that. And I can't tag because you're not my follower. And my account is private. I wish you could follow me back so I can tag you whenever I'm posting your content on my stories. That's a C. Hey,
that's a paragraph.
Yeah. Yo, I've got these. I love these. Yo, this is S tier for sure. Day 84 for Violet to answer.
Day 60 for Violet to answer. Hey, I love you.
Keep scrolling. Can I lick the crust off your toes? That's F. F.
Yeah.
No, that's S.
Toes? That's S? That's the best one?
Okay. No. B. Let's give it a B.
Respectfully, I would suck a fart out of your butt. Respectfully, though.
He was being respectful, but... What do you think of my DMs?
Yeah, I think guys need to get a little bit more creative. Because there's the fans, right? That's just like, oh, hey, I heard you were doing Fuck a Fan. Can I apply? Mm-hmm. And then there's the, you know, the pickup line artist. And then there's the just fucking disgusting ones that's like, okay, let me suck a fart out of your butt. Let me lick your toes. Let me eat your armpits. And then there's the guys who's like the check marks who don't say much. We're just like, oh, hey, you know, keep mm-hmm. it short. Let's shoot, blah, blah, blah. There's the brands that want to hit you up for basically content. And then I feel like there needs to be like a tier of guys that just need to get straight to the point. Like, hey, I want to fly you out for $50,000.
I've had those messages.
Here's the money. Here's proof. And then boom. Right? Now that gets your attention. But I just feel like everything else is very generic.
I don't really care for messages or DMs. Well, I did also close my DMs too because it was getting too much.
I mean, I pretty much summarized your thousands of DMs in like five. Well, that's it. Thank you guys for stopping by. We're going to improve the show as we go along. This is the first official episode. Yeah, follow the Down Bad channel for... I'm going to do like individual calls. I'm going to call them up and help you guys. So if you want questions answered, send in your answers at the Down Bad show. Followed Down Bad Show. We started, we rebranded the second channel to
be the Down Bad Show. So follow the second channel.